To the South, with love. Listen to Nikki Finney, Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets, alongside 2020 Poet Laureate Fellow Bethann Fennelly and two-time National Book Award winner Jessamine Ward on an episode of the podcast Our New South. Follow and listen to Our New South wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at ncpodcasts.com/OurNewSouth.
Bonjour, everyone. This is Kimberly Blazer, author of Copper Yearning and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of November. I hope you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is James Cruz reading Self-Compassion. My friend and I snickered the first time we heard the meditation teacher, a grown man, call himself Honey with a hand placed over his heart to illustrate how we too might become more gentle with ourselves and our runaway minds. It's been years since we sat with legs twisted on cushions, holding back our laughter. But today, I found myself crouched on the floor again, not meditating exactly, just agreeing to be still, saying honey to myself each time I thought about my husband splayed on the couch with aching joints and fever from a tick bite. What if he never gets better? Or considered the threat of more wildfires, the possible collapse of the Gulf Stream, then remembered that in a few more minutes, I'd have to climb down to the cellar and empty the bucket I place beneath a leaky pipe that can't be fixed until next week. How long does any of us really have before the body begins to break down and empty its mysteries into the air? Oh, honey, I said, for once, without a trace of irony or blush of shame, the touch of my own hand on my chest like that of a stranger, oddly comforting in spite of the facts. I wrote Self-Compassion the summer after the pandemic first began, when I felt so worried for the state of our country and planet, when everything in our individual lives also seemed to be falling apart, the leaky pipe, my husband's health. I'm a recovering cynic, so self-care practices can still seem silly to me. But in this case, I had no choice but to be kind to myself. The wise words of Wendell Berry echoing in my mind, "Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts."
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.